Leading our journey today is Father Joshua Janko, an associate pastor of the Pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Thank you for joining me today as we journey together for a few minutes. Once again, I will reflect on the Gospel of the day and our daily Mass readings. I will end with a short teaching on the Eucharist as we are still in the Eucharistic revival. The Gospel for today comes from St. John chapter 13, verses 21 through 33 and 36 through 38. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week, and today at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Cathedral here in Lafayette will be the Chrism Mass with Bishop Doherty. At the Chrism Mass, priests renew the promises they made on the day of their ordination. I bring this up as it ties well with a Gospel passage for today, when Jesus is reclining at table with his disciples. He shares with them that one of them will betray him. We know in this story that ultimately it is Judas who betrays Jesus. Judas did not betray Jesus all at once. Little by little, Judas had led Satan into his experience and life. The passage mentions that Judas kept the money bag. Greed and love of money are what led Judas away from a right relationship with Jesus and his band of brothers. Pride was probably at play as well. For priests, recommitting themselves to the promises they made on the day of their ordination at the annual Chrism Mass, it is prudent for all of us to make sure we are living an all-in, 100%, a priest forever existence, because this is what we signed up for. Brother priest listening today, how are you doing in your prayer life? Regular confession, seeking regular spiritual direction, celebrating Mass each day, going on an annual retreat, taking time at least each month to meet up with other priests for fraternity, accountability, and growing in friendship. We must all be careful and protective of our vocation as priests. The practices I mentioned can be of help to us all. Sadly, Judas did not protect himself, and we know his betrayal and ultimate demise could have ended very differently, in the way of forgiveness, mercy, and love. Brothers, we discerned with the church, we decided, and we accepted the call as priests to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow Jesus. This general call is consistent with people of all walks of life as well. I pray that all listening to this reflection heed this call to be disciples and invite others to join us. Friends who are not priests, please pray for us and invite those you know to consider the call to priesthood. We need more priests. I will also share some encouragement regarding the Eucharist as part of our Eucharistic revival. When I studied Spanish in Guatemala in 2024, I noticed something unique and fascinating. During Mass, when the priest elevated the consecrated host and then the chalice with a consecrated wine, many in attendance said the words, "Señor mío, Dios mío," which translates into English, "My Lord, my God." This reminded me that what we behold and what the priest holds in his hands is not ordinary, not routine, not mundane. Friends, in this moment of the Mass after the consecration, we encounter Jesus, the Son of God, who gives himself to us in the most blessed sacrament of the altar, the bread of life, his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. He is present to us, he is with us, and he is for us in the Eucharist. I gain a different perspective from my experience in Guatemala that I wanted to share with you today. Thank you for spending time with me throughout this Lent, and join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.